Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. North Pole's City Council advanced an ordinance Monday to boost the city's property tax by about 67% in the coming year. The council also unanimously adopted an ordinance that would boost the fees the city charges for ambulance transports. The measure also establishes a $250 fee for each police response to false alarms after the first 5 false alarms at a home or business. Mayor Bryce Ward says the city needs additional revenues to pay for rising costs, especially for emergency services.
We look at cost of operations when it comes to running the police and the fire department, just city operations as general.
Ward says the tax and fee hikes aren't motivated by cuts in state funding to the city. But, he says, continued cuts may require city officials to make hard decisions on how to respond.
Definitely an understanding that, you know, there's some of the decisions that can be made at the state level could have further impact to the city's budget. But for the most part, it's just based on operations and continuing the service that we have.
Council members initially considered boosting the 1.49 mill rate to 1.99, but they ended up approving a full mill increase to 2.499. The council approved Councilman Avery Thompson's amendment on a 6-1 vote, with Ward dissenting. North Pole's police and fire department budgets are the two biggest line items in the city's nearly $5.9 million operating budget. The council will consider final approval of the ordinance after a public hearing during its December 4th meeting. Also in North Pole, the first air quality alert this winter was issued on Monday. The Stage 1 alert, under which burning firewood and coal are prohibited without a waiver, was issued by the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Conditions at the time of the alert showed the air quality index in North Pole was unhealthy for sensitive groups. The Stage 1 alert was in effect until 5 p.m. today. High levels of harmful PM2.5, or fine particulate pollution, prompted the alert. Most affected are young people, older people, and people with heart and lung illnesses who are encouraged to avoid prolonged exertion. The air quality in Fairbanks was moderate Monday, according to data from monitors posted around the borough, whose ratings are published on the municipal website. New tougher rules are in place this winter in an ongoing effort to reduce levels of PM2.5, a byproduct of wood smoke that has been linked with heart and lung illness in multiple scientific studies. Previously, actions called for in a Stage 1 alert were voluntary. Now they are mandatory. Violators get one warning and risk a $500 fine, although only one person so far has been cited by the borough for allegedly violating an air quality ordinance. The air pollution season came later this year than last year, when North Pole experienced its first burn ban in October. The Alaska Board of Game has wrapped up a meeting in Anchorage Friday after making some changes to statewide regulations. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports.
The board heard roughly 70 proposals, and only a little over a dozen passed. The board voted to ban the use of air bows for hunting big game in Alaska. Using compressed gas, airbows fire an arrow with enough power to take down game as large as a bison. In another example of keeping up with advances in hunting technology, the board decided to update rules around the use of electronic devices in hunting, things like game cameras that can now transmit real-time images to cell phones. The board voted to prohibit the use of wireless communication in the taking of a specific animal until after 3 a.m. the day following the use of the device, in most cases. The board also removed a restriction it put into place in 2012 that limited applications for bull moose permit hunts to 3, agreeing with the Department of Fish and Game that the restriction had come with the unintended consequence of voiding some applications. And a follow-up to a story last week on a proposal to allow Alaskans to own small hedgehog-like creatures called tenreks, the board did not approve tenreks as pets, and they will remain prohibited in Alaska. Despite the fact that U.S. breeders raise them in captivity, Fish and Game says allowing tenreks as pets could encourage the pet trade in a species that presents a conservation concern in its native habitat. Even though they're illegal, there are at least a couple tenreks in Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.
Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she supports the repeal of the individual health care mandate that is included in the Senate's GOP tax overhaul legislation. The individual mandate is a segment of former President Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act that requires people to purchase a health care plan or pay a tax penalty. Murkowski said she does not support forcing people to choose a plan. Murkowski said in an opinion column published Tuesday that this is part of the reason why she opposed the Affordable Care Act to begin with. But she added that many of the recent attempts to repeal the Health Care Act went too far. Murkowski noted that the Affordable Care Act has helped many Alaskans and that repealing the individual mandate is the only aspect of the law that would be repealed in the tax law. She supports the health care bill put forward by Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee and Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.